First, you've probably heard of shipwrecks in the Great Lakes, but imagine for a moment boat wrecks, barbecues, and maybe even some cars littering the bottom of the Yahara Lakes, like Lake Mendota.
There's a lot of stuff on the bottom of these smaller lakes, and there's a lot that we can learn from what's down there.
Tamara Thompson is a maritime archaeologist with the Wisconsin Historical Society. Tamara, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about maritime archaeology. What does that mean?
Well, mostly I work on shipwrecks of the state. So we have more than 750 shipwrecks that were lost in state water, state bottomlands. And we go out and do about 3 to 5 surveys a summer where we do what's called phase two archaeology. We survey everything we see in place. And then we try to understand how the ship was constructed and why it went down. And really get a catalog of some of the cultural materials that were taken down to the bottom. I mean, you can imagine they're like time capsules. What was aboard and what shipboard life was like, what people brought with them to work, because they worked on these vessels and sometimes lived there, really shows a period in time, a point in time when the ship sank. So it's really a fascinating career. I've been very blessed to have it. And it's very interesting. Fun to share.
I know that there are some conditions that are better for preserving archaeological artifacts and things like that. It seems like deserts are good because, you know, things are under sand and they're protected. What about water? What does water do to a wreck?
Well, in the Great Lakes, we don't have things they have in the ocean, like teredo worms and salt. Water breaks down things faster as well. So we have fresh water. It's low oxygen levels and dark. And so the sites are very, very well preserved. We do have invasive quagga mussels. So the zebra mussels, as we all know, have learned about, have really been outcompeted by the quaggas. And so now those completely cover the shipwrecks and completely cover the bottom. So we're ending up with a couple problems with those invasives, but we're really on a fast pace to try to catalog the metal wrecks before they degrade over time.
So there are obviously the big lakes, Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, but there are also thousands of other lakes in Wisconsin. And you've done a lot of work in the Yahara Lakes.
Yes.
What do you find at the bottom of them and place them for us in Wisconsin?
Sure. So the Yahara chain of lakes is Madison-based, really. So we have 4 lakes. We have Mendota, Monona, Wabisa, and Kiganza. And they are, the objects that we see in them are very different than what we see on the Great Lakes. We're looking at, on the Great Lakes, mostly commercial vessels. Mm-hmm. And that's really where the focus of my work had been. And then very opportunistically here in these lakes, we had a gentleman named Rick Krieger, and he was a radio technician for the city of Madison. He did 911 compliance to make sure that the fire and police departments could talk to each other on the radios and did installation in that. And when he retired, he decided to take up side scan sonaring, and he divided the lakes into small sections and then systematically started looking at what was on the bottom.
Wow.
So he gave me the opportunity to work with him and to go looking at what we call targets of opportunity. So these are things that look like cultural items. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. Sometimes they're a log. Sometimes it's, you know, a chair that drifted away or a piece of pier or something like that. And to really look at the different items that are on the bottom. So what we see here in the Yahara Lakes are small fishing craft and things that would be lost off of someone's pier, but also dating back in time, we had a number of excursion vessels which were on our lakes, and so we see the remains of some of those as well. So, the early days of sort of Madison tourism and going out on the lakes and going to places like Picnic Point by excursion vessel, or going over to Governor's Island, those would be done on these sort of smaller steamboats, and the remains of them are on the bottom, too.
We're talking with Tamara Thompson. She's a maritime archaeologist with the Wisconsin Historical Society and the Maritime Preservation and Archaeology Program there. And we're talking about what's on the bottom of the Yahara Lakes system. And Tamara, I can only imagine that there is a huge range of things that you have found down there. Do you have some favorite finds?
Well, my favorite one is really a mistake. So sometimes we like to think that GPS coordinates are very, very accurate, and they can be, but also because of atmospheric disturbances and that, you can be off by a few feet or so, maybe a few hundred feet in some cases. Rick put me on one of these targets, and we went out in the morning. It was in about 55 feet of water, and he said, "I don't know what this is. It's a blob on the bottom." But he found it again on his sonar through a marker, and then I rolled overboard and went down to the bottom. 55 feet is relatively deep for the Madison Lakes, and went to the bottom, and I found a gas grill. And and so then he came back and says, "There's another target that's not very far from here." So we went out and searched for it and came back around. He's like, it seems like it's not in the right place. But he says, "Here it is on the bottom," threw the marker in again. And you know what it was? It was the gas grill. So I got to dive on that gas grill twice. If it wasn't exciting enough the first time. So that's my favorite story of the
Madison Lakes. And you wonder how that gas grill got out there.
And in the middle of the lake. Yeah. I don't know. So I would like to think it fell off a pontoon boat and there was a real ruckus party going on. That would be fun.
I guess we'll never know, probably, unless someone hears this and says, "Hey, that's my gas grill." So I'm sure you, as you said, you find a lot of boats, watercrafts, but I'm guessing having seen cars out on the lakes for ice fishing, that maybe you found one or two of those.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know what year it was prohibited for the driving on the ice. However, for many, many years, people did go out and access the ice for pleasure or also for ice fishing by car. And there's a notorious crack. I like to go ice boating, and so we know about this crack that runs between Fox Bluff and Picnic Point. And so there's always this huge ice ridge there now. And there was also, around the 1900s. And there are a few cars that are lost off of Fox Bluff, right where that crack is. And they're all in the same place. There's three of them that are on the bottom. And unfortunately, some of them are associated with some tragic deaths. But they are in pristine condition. Some of them are sitting upright on the water. On the bottom with the keys still in them.
Oh, my goodness.
It's really kind of amazing to come across these items on the bottom.
It has to be sometimes a little eerie, feeling like you really are seeing a snapshot of a moment when something went under.
Oh, absolutely. So, and to really connect with that and then try to go back and search through the newspaper archives and figure out if there was some sort of report or trace of this small boat on the bottom or this car, or why there would be part of a wagon somewhere, and try to piece that together. And we're still in the process of figuring it out. There's a number of mysteries that are still out there, and so there's always new things that Rick's finding. He hasn't completed his survey, so you never know what next year's going to bring.
What is the value of this type of archaeology? What can we learn? How does it inform, other work?
The value of it really is that it tells our history. It's a snapshot of what was going on in a point in time. It tells about us as citizens of Madison how we might have taken garbage out on the ice to get it out of the cities and to keep the cities clean. And then it fell through the ice and there are these rubbish piles on the bottom. They're interesting. You can go through them and find a lot of really interesting finds if you like digging through garbage. But that tells a little bit of our history. Or when you see these excursion vessels, we don't think about excursion vessels on the lake. We see Betty Lou out there on occasion, the Grand Mariner. And we don't really think of this time where there was boat building here in Madison, and that they built these excursion vessels, and that was a business, and that was part of this sort of pleasure movement that was going on in our city. And it got people away from the cities. The cities were dirty and maybe environmentally poor place to be, and so to go out into the countryside and have a picnic on Maple Bluff was certainly something, and it kind of connects you back to that little bit of history. So as far as value, like dollars and cents, I don't know how you could put a value on that. And I certainly don't think many of these items could be recovered after being on the bottom, but it certainly is a treasure.
Well, Tamara, thanks so much for sharing your passion with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
That was Tamara Thompson. She's a maritime archaeologist with the Wisconsin Historical Society's Maritime Preservation and Archaeology Program. She joined us to talk about the interesting finds that are on the bottom of the Yahara Lakes.